Chapter 5. Cam Cameron. That night, I slept in Cam's sweater. And the next day, it was really hot, but I still wore it. It was stupid, but I loved the sweater. I loved that it was Cam's sweater. Cam was the first boy to like me. He wanted to hang out with me, and he wasn't embarrassed about it. Cam called that night, and the night after that, and we talked for hours. When we talked, I sat outside and looked up at the moon. We talked about everything, and I loved it. He was funny, and he really listened to me. The next morning, my mother and Susanna were out. This summer, they were always out together. They took trips to museums and to the mall. Susanna was spending a lot of time in her room, too, and she looked sad. I knew that something was wrong. So it was just me and the boys at breakfast again. "I'm going to a party tonight. Cam asked me to go." And I said yes, I said happily. Conrad looked up. "You are going to a party?" "Whose party is it?" Jeremiah asked. "Is it Kinsey's party?" I put down my juice. "Yes, it's Kinsey's party. How did you know?" Jeremiah laughed. "I know everyone. Kinsey is a good guy. I think that I'll go too." "Yeah, I'm going to go too," said Conrad. I stood up. This was very bad. "No, you can't come. No one invited you." Conrad put his arms behind his head. "Don't worry, Belly. We won't embarrass you in front of Cam." Things were strange with Conrad and me, and also with Jeremiah and me. Did they like me? I was like a little sister to them. Or was I? The music at the party was loud. There were about 10 people in the living room. They were drinking beer and choosing songs to play. Some guys were looking at me. It felt good, but new. Before this summer, guys never looked at me. Cam knew everybody. He said, "Do you want something to drink?" "I'll have a Coke," I said, and we went into the kitchen. "Do you know all these people?" I asked Cam. "No, I don't," he said. "I just wanted you to think that I was cool." "I already do," I said. My face started to flush. He laughed, and I felt better. He took a Coke and gave it to me. I heard Jeremiah in the living room. "They're here," I said. We went back into the living room. Jeremiah was singing to the music. The girls were laughing and watching him. Conrad was on the couch with the beer in his hand. The blonde girl from Clay's party was next to him. Jeremiah saw me then. "Belly, this next song is for you." He pointed at Cam. "What's your name?" "Cam. Cameron." "Your name is Cam Cameron?" asked Jeremiah. "Sorry, that name is bad." Everyone laughed. "It's just Cam," Cam said quietly. He looked at me, and I was embarrassed. I hated that. I wanted to kill Jeremiah. I shook my head at him. "Okay, Cam Cameron, this song is for you." Jeremiah smiled at me and started to dance. Cam was laughing. I was so embarrassed, but Cam thought that it was funny. "Smile, Belly," he said, touching my arm. When someone tells me to smile, I have to smile. I always do. Cam and I walked out of the living room, and we sat on the stairs together. He was nice to talk to, and he laughed easily, not like Conrad. Nothing was easy with Conrad. "Do you know why I remembered you?" Cam asked me suddenly. I didn't understand. "What do you mean?" I asked. "Are you talking about the Latin convention?"
"Yeah."
Cam wouldn't look at me. "It's because I thought that you were really pretty." I laughed. "I don't believe you." "I did," he said. "I still do." Cam looked at me in the eyes then. He was so sweet. He moved closer to me and I touched his arm. My hand was shaking. Then he kissed me. Suddenly, there were angry voices outside. One of them was Conrad's voice. I jumped up. "Something's happening out there," I said. "Let's go," said Cam. He was already walking to the door. Conrad was shouting at a huge guy. Then the huge guy pushed Conrad, and Conrad laughed at him. I asked Jeremiah quietly, "What are they fighting about?" Jeremiah shrugged. "Conrad's drunk. Don't worry." "They're fine," Cam said. "We should go. It's late." "I'm not leaving," I said. Conrad didn't look fine. Conrad was really mad, and he wanted to fight somebody. He wanted to fight anybody. But this guy could kill Conrad. What if he got hurt? I had to help. I started walking over to them. Hi, I said, standing between them. "Conrad, we have to leave."
"Who are you? Are you his girlfriend?"
The huge guy looked at me.
"Don't talk to her," Conrad said.
Conrad was really drunk. I put my hand on his arm. "Can we please go home?" But Conrad didn't even look at me. He wanted to hurt somebody. Conrad was never like this. I felt like I didn't know him. I looked at Jeremiah for help. He walked over to Conrad and said something to him quietly. They were both looking at me. Then Conrad stepped back from the huge guy and said,
"Good night, jerk."
The guy turned away. Conrad was safe. As we walked to the car, Cam came over. "Are you okay?" he asked me.
"Who is this guy?"
shouted Conrad. I was embarrassed. Cam looked worried. I tried to smile at him. "I'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll call you." I hugged him and watched him walk away. Jeremiah said, "You guys get in the car." I left my hat inside. "I'll be back in a minute." Conrad lay down in the back of the car, and I sat in the front. Suddenly, I felt Conrad touching my hair. Conrad Fisher was playing with my hair.
"Your hair is so pretty," he said softly. I didn't say anything. I didn't even look at him. I didn't want him to stop.
"Belly," he began. Then Jeremiah opened the door and Conrad stopped. What did he want to tell me? Jeremiah knew that something was happening. I shrugged at him and he started the car. I wanted to forget about Conrad. I only wanted to think about Cam kissing me on the stairs.